The Truth Commentary with Rob Pugh, publisher of the Wisconsin Christian News, a ministry dedicated to the truth revealed through Jesus Christ, encouraging listeners to stand boldly as the King's return is at hand.
I was recently contacted by one of our readers of Wisconsin Christian News and asked to report on the devastation of families caused by fake news, specifically regarding QAnon. This man told me about a family that he and his wife were close to that was torn apart because the wife followed QAnon posts religiously, watching videos of Q from the moment she got up in the morning until bedtime, and even following Q videos with headphones while in bed. Initially, I admit I found this hard to believe, as I was pretty sure that Q had been entirely debunked and lost all its followers after the 2020 election. In fact, by 2021, most of the social media platforms had removed Q completely, so I didn't even know it was still a thing. To give some background, the Q movement began in 2017 with some cryptic posts from a mysterious online figure calling themselves Q or QAnon. The posts purportedly had inside information, classified secret information, regarding the global deep state, child sex trafficking, and corrupt American politicians, among other things. It quickly became a phenomenon, and in 2018, Time magazine included Q in its list of the 25 most influential people on the internet. But the identity of Q has never been divulged. Q was one of the first to identify the perverted sex trafficking of children that came to be known as Pizzagate. Now, while the internet will tell you that Pizzagate was never anything more than a conspiracy theory, Time has revealed that there is indeed a serious child trafficking problem in our nation and around the world, and notable figures in the political and entertainment world have been and are still involved. Jeffrey Epstein is just the tip of the iceberg, and many more so-called important people are guilty of these crimes, though only a few have ever faced consequences. I think we all know the child sex trafficking situation is astoundingly much worse than we'll ever be allowed to see. I also think we all know the corruption and perversion among Washington, D.C. politicians is the absolute worst scandal we'll never learn the full truth about this side of the Lord's return. The same can be said of popular movie stars and musical entertainers, including so-called Christian music artists. But that's a discussion for another day. I admit I watched some of the videos put out by QAnon years ago. These videos took serious situations we were facing as a nation and alluded that there was an underground movement of righteousness, law and order, in which high-ranking criminals were finally going to face justice. They offered a ray of hope to those feeling helpless against a tyrannical globalist system. After the fraudulent election of 2020, the call from Q was to trust the plan. Statements from Q asserted that Trump was still in charge of the military, that he'd soon return to the White House and take his rightful place as president, and those who worked to steal that election would be arrested to face military tribunals. But after weeks of hearing trust the plan, most people with any amount of discernment at all knew the whole Q thing was a hoax. And then Q quietly stopped posting any more announcements or predictions. As I said, most social media sites removed Q, and if you search today, you won't find QAnon on Facebook, YouTube, or Rumble. There is a QAnon account on X, but it only has about 500 followers. But 2 years ago, a survey by the Public Religion Research Institute found about 19% of Americans remain steadfast QAnon believers. And while QAnon is gone, the deception continues, now under the name of SGAnon. The SGAnon posts can be found on platforms like Telegram and Rumble, and seem to have picked up where Q left off, with videos claiming a secret battle between patriots and the global deep state, secret military operations happening behind the scenes, and high-ranking criminals finally receiving justice. But I have a question. No one was ever able to determine just exactly who Q was? How can that be possible when our government told us Q is dangerous disinformation and possibly even inciting violence? None of our three-letter agencies, supposedly the most advanced in the world, could ever track down the internet service provider of whoever was posting those videos? The obvious answer is that the Q phenomenon was a well-planned covert operation run by the very deep state our government, mainstream media, and fact-checkers told us did not exist. I believe the deep state is a conspiracy, but far from a theory. And I believe Q was a psychological operation run by our own government, set up as an experiment to see how Americans would react to such propaganda in the midst of a carefully planned stolen election. We were guinea pigs. And at its peak, 40 million Americans bought it all, hook, line, and sinker. We know our government routinely runs countless other psyops and experiments on all of us, and it's done so for years. But getting back to the point of this message, there have been some devastating consequences. Our reader, who asked me to report on this, knows of one family that was torn apart because the wife and mother is still a follower of Q, but the rest of the family has seen through the deception. Now there are online support communities for relatives of QAnon believers. For example, the group QAnon Casualties has tens of thousands seeking support due to grief, estrangement from loved ones, and relationship breakdowns. Researchers have documented this phenomenon and described cases involving divorces after decades of marriage, parents becoming estranged from their children, people losing jobs, and families cutting ties entirely. Now, I'm the first to emphasize the importance of people knowing and understanding the truth in all matters. In fact, I believe that Christians should be the most well-informed of all people in all things. We understand that the mainstream media, the internet, and most of social media has been compromised with left-wing reporting that passes as journalism. We're absolutely right to question every official narrative put forth by such organizations, especially when no other viewpoints are allowed, and every official outlet is telling only one side of the story, while mocking, ridiculing, and canceling opposing views. As Americans, we're starving for the truth. We also know that the official sources we once blindly trusted have become leftist propaganda machines. We can identify the lies when every article we see is anti-Trump, anti-Christian, and anti-American, and at the same time, pro-homosexual, pro-abortion, and pro-leftist. So naturally, we seek out news sources that reveal the other side of important matters. The trouble is, we often do so with little to no discernment. If something we read or view supports what we already believe or want to believe or wish to be true, then we automatically view that source as legitimate because it confirms our beliefs. But the problem with that is there are plenty of websites and social media pages that prey on the gullible. So now we have sensational headlines known as clickbait. We also have headlines designed to tug at our emotions as they highlight something evil that's happened. This is known as rage bait. People click on those stories and are enraged to read about injustice. These so-called news sources make their money based on the number of clicks they get online as people engage with their content. People engage with such content because they're responding emotionally rather than thinking critically. Stories like this make them feel something. They tickle their itching ears. So now, while mainstream outlets manufacture lies to advance the official narrative of the day, and the average person believes everything he sees on ABC, CBS, NBC, or CNN, while mocking others who follow alternative media, there is simultaneously a growing industry focusing on exploiting patriotic Americans, Christians, and conservatives, and many of these sources are fake news as well. And there are a lot of fake news sources out there. I see plenty of them every day. And if you're not careful, you can become obsessed with the latest bombshell report from some content creator on YouTube. Here are some recent headlines from just one of these content creators. Warning, the Antichrist is about to be revealed. That one has had 51,000 views so far. World War III, this is big. Something biblical is happening. That one's had 45,000 views so far. And mass preparation for big event in America, 56,000 views so far. I'm not naming the creator of those videos, but those are big numbers, and these content creators are getting rich because so many are so gullible. A word of advice, don't base your so-called knowledge of current world events on clickbait or ragebait, and don't base your theology or eschatology on something you saw on YouTube. I will name one website that's particularly concerning because so many people believe the stuff they find there and then share it to their own social media. And before you know it, you have thousands of people believing something that's obviously completely false. The site is called Real Raw News. This website is operated by someone calling himself Michael Baxter, and interestingly, he writes every article himself. Real Raw News bills itself as an independent publisher that exposes hidden truths and covers stories that mainstream media won't report. Now, if you dig deeply enough, you can find a section where he states, "This website contains humor, parody, and satire. We have included this disclaimer for our protection on the advice of legal counsel." But this disclaimer isn't easy to find, and the stories posted are presented as factual news articles. Past articles from Real Raw News detailed the secret trial, conviction, and hanging of Hillary Clinton and other politicians at Guantanamo Bay. Another headline reads, "JAG convicts former White House press secretary of treason." And another details Michelle Obama's military tribunal at Gitmo. When you share articles, memes, or videos like this, you're making yourself and all conservative Christians look like fools. Don't believe everything you see, even if it confirms what you already believe is true or wish was true. Learn to discern. And if you're having trouble with that, let me refer you to James 1:5. If any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all liberally and without reproach. Christians need to be the most well-informed of all people, but we must also learn to recognize deception and not get emotionally caught up in fiction that draws us away from God's word and truth. It makes us a laughingstock to those who already think we're fools. So check your sources carefully and don't repeat lies by sharing online posts that you haven't verified. Proverbs 19, "A false witness shall not be unpunished, but he that speaketh lies shall perish." Audio CDs and transcripts of this message are available when you call me at Wisconsin Christian News, 715-486-8066, or email rob, R-O-B, at wisconsinchristiannews.com and ask for message number 496.
This has been the Truth Commentary with Rob Pugh, publisher of the Wisconsin Christian News. Find us on the internet at wisconsinchristiannews.com. Questions and comments? Email Rob, R-O-B, at wisconsinchristiannews.com.
The views expressed are those of the speaker.